HealthNow.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to America Tonight. It's Kate Delaney. Coast to coast and some of those nooks and crannies in between that I promise if it takes my whole life, I'm going to get to those nooks and crannies. That's the good stuff in America. The back rows, the hidden cafes, and watering holes where you can just lay down, look at the big blue sky, and chill. Nobody's chilling in Washington these days because so much is emanating out of the Capitol, right? Besides 2012 and the race to what's going to happen on the Republican side with the primaries and caucuses and all of that and the fighting over when they're all happening in December and January and the rest as they unfold overseas, our $1 billion investment in the Libyan people, because we were and are really the biggest chunk of NATO since February, Muammar Gaddafi, who has held the reins of power there for over 40 years, has held off the rebel troops. But his number finally came up. He was literally found in his hometown with some of the people protecting him in a drain. Down the drain. I can think of all kinds of metaphors for that. But they found him supposedly wounded, and then he was killed. He was shot in the head and the legs and the chest. He's dead. That's the key thing. What's next, though, for that country? Who takes over? Sharia law? Does that become what's implemented in Libya? The hardline Islamic law? Will terrorism become a common thing to be traced back to Libya? Not that there weren't already those kind of things happening. Of course, the big one, Pan Am 103, back in 1988, that plane that was blown out of the sky by Gaddafi, if you really trace it all the way back, certainly to Libya anyway. And at this point, it's a government in flux. So there is a vacuum that has now been created in yet another Middle Eastern country. And you have to remember the real hardliners, people who have grown up in the Middle East. A lot of the people have grown up in certain parts of the Middle East. They have been taught to hate the Western ways, to hate the Western world, not embrace it. So embrace any kind of form of democracy? Hardly. That's hardly what I think is going to happen in Libya. And what is the United States' role ultimately now going to be in that country? So lots of questions, very little answers. But I think the administration at first wants to be able to throw out there and say, hey, we got it done. You know what? We dealt with the problem. We worked with other people. And guess what? It absolutely came to fruition. He absolutely, this terrorist dictator, is now gone. He was taken out. Here's a quick comment from the president.
Today's events prove once more that the rule of an iron fist inevitably comes to an end. Across the Arab world, citizens have stood up to claim their rights. Youth are delivering a powerful rebuke to dictatorship. And those leaders who try to deny their human dignity will not succeed.
All right, let's hope that's true in Libya. Let's hope that's true in Egypt. And let's hope that's true ultimately in Syria. I hate to be critical, but I don't think so. Security-wise, does the president score big points on this? You think Osama bin Laden, Anwar al-Awlaki, also now Muammar Gaddafi. So that's three. That's three before these elections. And as much as it really is all about what's in your wallet, and that is the theme of 2012, this is one area that the administration will be able to say, well, you know, what'd you want from us? We got this guy, that guy, that guy. We're getting Al-Qaeda. We're getting the bad guys. Give me the deck of cards, and I'll show you everybody that we've gotten. So it's easy to be able to come back on that. While they're downplaying a little bit, I think it'll be played up a little bit more when it comes closer to election time, because we're still 13 months away. Do you believe it? 13 months. We're not very far away from our next nail of the score. Week 7 in the NFL. Some interesting headlines coming out of Week 7 with some quarterback switches and whatnot. Of course, Carson Palmer jumping from Cincinnati to Oakland. That's a big, big switch as they host Kansas City, and he'll be the signal caller. So this information, though, doesn't necessarily reflect any of your guesses. Remember, this is the setup coming up, a nail the score. Our computer will randomly pick the game of the week, and all you have to do is pick a team and pick a final score. And there is no ridiculous score because we've seen ridiculous scores emerge from the NFL. So actually nothing is out of bounds. It used to be, maybe I would think that, but now it could be the lowest score, it could be the highest score. It doesn't matter. You're just throwing out a guess. So you don't have to analyze it to death. You just give us your guess and don't worry about it. It is very much, as I say, like picking lottery numbers. Are any of you any good at picking lottery numbers? I'm just thinking about it. All right, a couple of other quick hits before we slide into Nail the Score. Janet Napolitano, from the Department of Homeland Security, kind of got into a little bit of a tangled mess when she was on the Hill testifying, if you will. And the reason why is because she ultimately got caught in a situation where Senator Charles Grassley said, according to information from your department, some people who are given relief obtain work authorizations. So people with no right to be in the country are allowed to work here? Is that correct? And she was kind of a little bit like the deer in the headlights when that question came her way. And she said a policy allowing illegals to work has been in place since the mid-'80s. But she didn't name the policy. So if you go back to the Reagan years, there was a law, the Simpson-Mazzoli Act. It allowed illegals who had entered the U.S. before 1982 to request a change of work status. But that doesn't seem to be the piece of legislation that she's referring to or how it applies to anybody currently caught in the system, in the web. But she defended it and said that, look, we've removed a record number of illegals from the country. It's just shy of the maximum 400,000 people, you know, individuals Congress allows the administration to deport. She said you can only deport that many people because you have to have a cap. It costs $30,000 to deport a single alien. $30,000 to process somebody? I think that's a stunning number. I mean, I'm not naive. Obviously, it's going to cost something, but $30,000? Is that correct information? That is crazy. And then the close to 400,000, I wonder how many are coming back, how they're counting them. It seems pretty lopsided to me. All right, it is all about the numbers next, too, as we head to Nail the Score. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
It's my favorite time of the week. I get to pick on Donovan Mattson because we really put him to work. He's got to do that manual labor to lift the computer by his side. So ultimately, he'll let her rip. Donovan, let it rip. Wow, how about that? Kansas City at Oakland. Boy, an even more interesting game because of the quarterback situation where you have Carson Palmer, who is now in for Oakland. He's a Raider. How much of a difference maker will a guy like Palmer be? The Raiders are 4-2. They're 2-1 at home, so they are hosting this game. They're favored by 4 if you care about what the odds are. Kansas City, on the other hand, is 2-3, 1-2 on the road. I mean, they're just statistics. What does that mean? It's really about the games that they're playing and how they match up to me. So, Oakland is off to its best start since they last reached the playoffs. And Jason Campbell broke his collarbone in that win over Cleveland last Sunday. He was part of the reason that they were having success. That's the thing. So now you get a guy like Palmer. He hasn't ever met the expectations of the Bengals, I don't believe. But the Raiders dished away 2 draft picks to add him to the roster because they needed someone fast. They needed somebody that they thought had a good arm. And I'll tell you, I think Palmer will be fine here. I mean, he had an injury that he had to deal with. I think Oakland will win this game. I think they do. But then it's a question of how close will this game be? Will it really end up being a battle? And the Chiefs are dealing with all kinds of injuries, which is, you know, what everybody's dealing with in the NFL. But when you have key players that are out or are nursing hammies or something else that's going on with them, hamstrings problems, that on the line especially, that can be devastating. And you've got a tight, you've got a key pro bowler, their safety, Eric Berry, and he should be back in it, so he's a difference maker. The Raiders won both meetings last time around, but that was last time around. See, that's the thing with the statistics in sports. It's like I always say, it really is paralysis by overanalysis. It is. I think the deciding factor will be is you trade one quarterback who was injured for another one that has a good hand, and I think that I think Kansas City is going to throw everything that they can at Palmer. I think they're going to jump off the line as fast and as hard as they can, but it will not be enough in the end. And I think Palmer takes this. I think the final score is going to be, which, by the way, when I throw out my score, anybody, you know, if you have a similar score, you want that score, you can take it. Because I'm not eligible to win this. I don't get the bragging rights for nailing the score. Maybe I do, but I certainly won't win any of the cool prizes. All right, I'm going to say the Raiders win this one, and I'm going to say it's by score because they're feeling good. The fans will be pumped up. I'm going to say it's by a score of 27-24. And, you know, I might even be a little bit low on that. Let me give out the digits, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I think we have this. Let's let you hear what Carson Palmer has to say about now becoming a Raider.
I'm excited. I'm honored. I know this. I don't know a lot about this organization, but I know that it's dedicated to winning. I know the history. I know where this organization has been and where it wants to get back to, and I'm excited to be a part of that. Week one hit, and I thought, I got to look elsewhere. I got to start to find what the next phase of my life may be. And like I said, I got a text late last night and then early this morning saying that this might happen. You get on a plane, and I'm ready to go.
All right, so it was fate that it happened for Palmer. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Oh, Kate. Hey, hello. Omar Gaddafi's still dead.
He's very dead right now, yes.
Yeah, so I guess Obama knew what he'd done and didn't send no troops in. Let the people take care of themselves like he should have.
Well, except for the problem. The problem is, though, what about what's going to happen next? Muslim Brotherhood, Dylan.
Well, we didn't lose no American troops over there, so.
Well, that part, you're right. You know what? Listen, that part's good. That, as far as I'm concerned, all the blood and the money and everything else that's been shed in the Middle East, I'm glad that didn't happen there, yes.
Yep. Okay. Well, we got Kansas City 21, Oakland 13.
Ooh, so you think Palmer's not going to be that great, and KC steps up and they take it.
Yeah, Oakland's going to be very good this year.
They are good. They're having a winning season. They're off to their best start that they've had in forever.
Yeah, Kansas City's due to win, so.
Well, you could look at it that way, sure. If this is week 7 in the NFL, they're on the road, they're 2-3, the Raiders are 4-2. Yeah, absolutely. We could flip that script. I'll buy that, even though that's not my guess. Thanks, Rick.
Okay, take care.
You know, that's a lot of the philosophy when you're picking something. You think somebody's due, they're due. Well, I've been burned on that too many times. Jay in Kentucky, hello.
What's going on, Kate?
Oh, another nail to score, which tell everybody what you threw into the pot for this contest.
I also sent you an email on that, so I don't
know
if you got that yet.
I did. Okay. I saw it.
Okay. If anyone, any of the winners throughout your nail to score season happens to be the winner, and they rent a cabin from us down there in Sevierville, Tennessee, right there at the foothills of Smoky Mountains, I cannot lower their price because of the books, but what I can do is leave them a $100 bill on the table, and if they decide they don't want a vacation down there and they just want the $50 BP gas card, we'll be getting that to them. So,
Woohoo! Another prize along with that GPS, because that GPS is part of the package that we'll give them from America tonight. So if they want to drive down to the Smoky Mountains, right? That's what you're
saying,
right. Smoky. Then they got the GPS with them. It's perfect.
Yeah, all righty. Well, I'm ineligible for my part of the prize, but I'm going to take your book.
There you go.
but my guess is Oakland, 24-17.
24-17, Oakland. I like it. So everybody's saying Mia kind of low scoring, except for me. I said 27-24. All right, Jay, we got you. You're locked and loaded.
All right, we'll talk to you later, Kay.
All right, 800-259-5791. That is the number to participate. We're nailing the score, 800-259-5791. A quick reminder, I know some of you can't get to the phone. I can judge this by the amount of really good emails that we get each and every single day. It surprises me on America Tonight. Not that I don't think that people are thoughtful and we don't get good emails, but that we get so many. Some of you are working and you know, it's easier. You can slide in the email when you take a break, whatever. So if you want to do it that way, you can. It just has to be in at the top of the show, at the top of this hour. So remember that, americatonight.net. Dan in Texas. Dan, what do you say?
Well, now, Palmer is going to be now for Oakland, and he's going to be the quarterback, right?
Yes, yeah.
And he's going to be calling the plays and everything.
Yep.
And he came from who?
The Bengals in the past.
He came from the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to take your score, 27-24, but I'm going to reverse it and say that Kansas City will whack them in their stadium, 27-24.
Ooh.
Because Palmer has to learn the plays and everything, that he's not going to be on mark, and he will, with the help of the team, get a good score going. But I don't think he's going to pull it off. So I'm going to grab your score, 27-24, Kansas City.
All right, Dan, thanks. You have a great weekend. Enjoy the games. He has a good philosophy on that, because the playbook is hard to learn, even if you're a good student at that. You know, that's what a lot of quarterbacks struggle with that, and a lot of position players struggle with that. It's so thick, learning the calls, learning the nuances, all that kind of stuff, and you're the quarterback. So you're the signal caller. You're the general on the field, no matter what's going on in the booth above or whatever. It's still you and you interpreting what's going on with the players, and if there's a busted route or something you see on the line. And it is difficult to jump into that. 800-259-5791. More of Nail the Score next.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Double J checks in through the miracle of the internet, americatonight.net, click on the email, boom, and says, nail the score, the Raiders and Kansas City. Kate, are you kidding? What is wrong with Donovan and that computer? Maybe he bangs it around too much. It should have been San Diego and the Jets. That would have been a better game. But I'm not going to sulk over it. Instead, I'm going to pick the Raiders to trounce Kansas City. Dan in Texas is all wet on his opinion. Hey, listen, Carson Palmer, he knows how to read, and he knows how to read other players across the line. I think the final score will be 42 to 31. Wow. Oh, it'd be a pleasure to award those prizes. Double J. Because I don't think that score is coming up. 800-259-5791. But as I said in the introduction, you never know. Weirder things have happened. There's been baseball-like scores and then blowout scores. So, Sam in Connecticut, welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello, Kate.
What do you think, Sam? Who do you like?
Kansas City.
Kansas City. And what's that score going to be?
24-21.
Ooh, so you like a close one, too. 24-21, a couple of Kansas City pickers. All right, Sam, we'll see if you're right. If you are, you get bragging rights. Enjoy your weekend. 800-259-5791. Let's head out to Kentucky. Oh, I love my Kentucky boys. Dr. E. Hey, what's going on, Dr. E?
Hey, just cruising down the road.
I love
it. Going home after work.
How many miles do you have again on your car?
336,000.
I love
that.
Yeah,
I heard you compare my car to DeLorean the other night.
I was.
You know, I was driving along, and my little car heard that, and, boy, she just fed up. Just made her feel so good.
That's right. You have Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, and it keeps on ticking, so that's good.
Yes, it does.
What do you think, Kansas City or Oakland?
I'm going to take Oakland. I believe Palmer, I like Palmer. He played for my team, the Bengals.
Uh-huh.
And you know how the Bengals are. They're bungles.
Yep.
So I believe he's going to be a little rusty out of the gate. So I'd say it's about 17-10.
17-10, okay. So defense is going to play a big part of that then. Okay, 17-10, you got it.
All right, thank you, ma'am.
All right, you too. You have a great weekend.
Hey, you too.
336,000 miles. Wow, 336,000 miles. That is, I wonder if that's a record, Dr. E. I got to do some digging and see if I can find, that might be tough to find that out, but I'll ask some questions. What person in America has the Guinness Book of World Records for the most miles legitimately on their car? Let's see here. I'm not sure if it's Mark or Mike in Kentucky, but let's try it. Hello. All right. Rick in Kentucky. Hey, you are locked and loaded. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
Good.
I don't know how this game's going to turn out. There's just a lot of different things going on here, but I'm going to have to go with Oakland. We'll go 27-20, Oakland.
27-20, Oakland. Okay, so you're with the rest of us thinking, I agree with you. It's tough to know how this is going to turn out. This is a hard one.
Yeah, we'll give Paul Palmer a little credit.
That's what I think. I think he's excited. I think that he's certainly Oakland's off to a pretty good start, so you figure between their run game and between that and the offensive line, I think he'll get some protection. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But I like that score, 27-20. You got it.
All right. Thank
you. Have a good weekend. 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. Just click on the email and then you're in. Like Bill, who says, this is the first time that I've actually sent in a score. I've been meaning to do it, Kate, but for some reason I always forget the night that it's on and when it's happening, but I heard you mention it enough. So this is what I think happens. I think Oakland definitely wins it. The score is a little bit trickier to predict, but I like a score of 37-31. Okay, 37-31. So another vote of confidence for Carson Palmer. And, you know, this is one of those weird weeks, too. Week 7 is a transition week in a way in the NFL. And looking at the games, you got a lot of teams that have byes. I mean, you know, of course, they're weaving all the byes in. So Cincinnati has a bye. How about that? Buffalo has a bye. New England has a bye. San Francisco has a bye. Philly has a bye. And the New York Giants also have a bye as well. And when you look at the odds of this game, when you look at what the odds makers are saying to you, because Oakland is hosting this, Kansas City gets 3 points, it's close. And all signs point to close and not so much of a blowout, whether it's a touchdown or whether it's a field goal or whether it's, you know, whatever it is. But that the final score is going to be tight. It's most likely there's not going to be a blowout that happens here. And Palmer started 97 games. If you ever watched Palmer, he had 7 seasons with the Bengals, and he chose not to return after 2010. It was a terrible season, 4-12. So they did get to the playoffs in 2009 and before that in 2005. But, you know, he was injured. He lost to the Jets in the first round 2 years ago. So the first time he got to the playoffs, he got injured. Second time to the Jets, it was tough. They lost to them. So this is a guy who definitely knows the game. He knows how to play the game. I mean, that sounds funny, but sometimes there's skill and not as much going on upstairs. But he does have that. He does have the combination. And, you know, Oakland officially has not really announced whether Palmer was going to start on Sunday. But I think it's pretty obvious he's going to start on Sunday. And let's just say I heard from a writer that he's probably going to start on Sunday. So I'm going to go with that, because that would certainly make a difference in the game, I believe. 800-259-5791. Let's take a couple more. Certainly you can call in, but I'm going to check here with the email. We got a bunch of them, so I'll mix them in this time. I guess I should do that when we do Nail the Score anyway, because sometimes what happens is you have to see when a score comes in, and somebody might guess the same score, and they've sent in three different possibilities because they know we're taking calls. So just label them 1, 2, and 3. Here's one from Joe who says, I think Palmer is a good quarterback, and I think Palmer prevails in the end. I believe the final score is going to be 21-7. And I think that he has a big day, and Oakland feels pretty pumped up about themselves. And who knows, maybe ultimately there is a quarterback controversy. Ooh, because the Oakland quarterback was injured, so he's out. And that's why they reached out. I'm sure that's why they reached out to Palmer, knowing that they could get him, and having watched him, knowing that he would be able to probably fit into their offense. And I think he, in that system, he's got to learn the system. But what the Raiders could do is they would probably rely on Darren McFadden, because he leads the league anyway with on the ground. He's got 610 yards. And that's what you can do. If there's some confusion with some of the plays, with some of the routes, that kind of stuff, then I guess you figure mix it up. Now, on the other side of the ball, because we haven't talked that much about the Chiefs are 2-3. They're coming off their bye and following that win over Indianapolis, although that's nothing to beat your chest over because Peyton Manning, of course, isn't there for the Colts, but Matt Cassell had his best game, 21 of 29 passes, had 4 touchdowns, had over 250 yards. And, you know, these numbers, you can manipulate them however you want to manipulate them. I mean, that's the thing. Ultimately, in the end, it's about the score. It's not about the statistics. It's about the final score. And if you take it a step further, of course, winning or losing. And then Nail the Score, that's all it's about. You can look at the players, and you can look at transitions, and you can look at passing yards and on the ground and, you know, any statistic you want. It's amazing, the statistics in the NFL. It's amazing how many different statistics there are. But in this game, it really is just about picking the winner and having the right score, because it is Nail the Score. And it's not so easy to do. We had someone last year that did it. Chris did it in Connecticut. But it's not an easy thing. You'd think it would be easy when you look week after week at what's going on in the NFL and what the typical scores are. But sometimes somebody gets the score right, but they get the winner wrong. So of course, that's not nailing the score. You have to say who's going to win the game and what the score is going to be, not just some random score. And then we go from there and we see what happens. But you have to be able to do both of them. So coming up, if you want to get in on the action, call this number, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or send me the emails like a lot of these guys have done at americatonight.net. You simply click on the email link, and then you're in. Tell me what team you think wins and what you think the final score will be. My score might be too high. I picked the Raiders 27-24. Of course, some of you called in with some pretty high, or some of you have written in with some pretty high scores, and a few of you have called in with pretty high scores too. Stay with us.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione, The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
I like to see you work right across the floor. I like to do it to you, call for more. I like to reggae, but you can't do that for me. I like to make my food. Can make me sing. Oh, yeah, only woman, what is wrong with me? Oh, yeah, only woman.
All right, America, if you just tuned in and you're waiting for us to nail Muammar Gaddafi, that's already been done. We're nailing the score, and the game is the Oakland Raiders game. The Oakland Raiders are hosting Kansas City. They have a new quarterback, Carson Palmer, because theirs was injured. So, and they've started off the season pretty well. They're 4-2, and they were close in another. So 800-259-5791. We'll see if anyone nails the score. If you do, you get a bunch of great prizes. And you get bragging rights, too. It's hard to nail the score. Seems like it might not be so hard, but it's hard. And it doesn't matter if you, I guess because it's random numbers. Then that's what you have to do. You just have to pick the random numbers. But for some reason, we've only ever had one winner. And it was Chris in Connecticut. So you may be the next winner. And it might be because you pick the Raiders or you pick the Chiefs and you fall into the right number. This is a late game, by the way, late afternoon game, 4:05 first kick East Coast time. I like the afternoon games. By then you've already done everything else you have to do in the morning. on Sunday, and then you can just relax and watch the game in the late afternoon. All right, each and every week I do this thing called Sports Shorts, and it's not always about the NFL. I have done plenty about the NFL and other sports. I just ask you, how many of you in this audience are rock climbers? Lately, I've run into all kinds of people, and maybe it's because of their sons or daughters or whoever. They've found themselves in situations where they're climbing walls, not the I'm climbing the walls at work kind of scenario, the I'm really going out and climbing walls for fun, and I like it. I'm out there doing the rock formations, or I'm inside some other structure going up the man-made wall. So, how serious is this rock climbing stuff? Take a listen. Is rock climbing popular enough to become an Olympic sport? The International Olympic Committee will decide, and if it's yes, the sport will get into the 2020 Games. That's next with me, the Sports Princess, on Sports Shorts.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Tombstone Pizza. With multiple varieties to choose from, there's a Tombstone Pizza that's sure to please your family. What do you want on your tombstone? Family dinner is important, but who says it has to be at the table? When life gets busy and the pressure is on, pull out the good paper plates and settle in for pizza and a movie. It's fun, easy, and memorable for the whole family. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Rock climbing has exploded in the last couple of years. Here's how it works. You climb up or across a natural rock formation outdoors or on a man-made rock wall. The goal is the same. Reach the summit without falling. Foot and handholds are key. Speed is critical in competitions. There are at least 10 different types of climbing. The most common is free climbing, where anchors, ropes, and protection back up the climber's need for a combination of physical strength and skill to make it all the way to the top. How popular is this sport? In July, the International Federation of Sport Climbing held championships in Italy, drawing 700 climbers from 56 countries in all disciplines. 10,000 people watched. The response might give rock climbing a leg up, making it into the Olympics. The decision is expected from the IOC in 2013. I'm the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts. Yeah, so imagine rock climbing in the Olympics. No softball, no baseball, but we're going to have rock climbing. And I think they'll probably, it probably has a good chance, they'll probably vote it in. I mean, we'll see. But there is a chance that could happen. So we're back to nailing the score, 800-259-5791. Or, just like Darren did, you can send me an email, americatonight.net. Click on the email. Darren says, it's simple, Kate. Oakland wins this. The final score will be 36-31. 36-31. There were two other people that went into the 30s. Wow. Izzy in Missouri. Hello, Izzy.
Hi, Kay.
Hello.
Okay, now who's playing?
No, it's easy. I said you don't have to know anything about football. Who cares? It's the Raiders and Kansas City, and you just pick either Kansas City or the Raiders and just pluck a score out.
Is that like Kansas City, Missouri?
It is.
I guess I'll have to pick them.
Woohoo!
26-21.
Ooh, 26-21, that's a pretty good score, because there have been some oddball scores, and 26-21 is right in the neighborhood. Like Rick in Kentucky, he said Oakland 27-20, so you may be the winner, Izzy.
Well, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Can anybody donate, for the prizes?
Yes. Do you want to donate something?
Well, if I don't have to deliver it until at least February, only because it takes me a while to make the things, but I do 1 inch of the foot scale, and I'm willing to make a sports room for the winner. And they generally, when I sell them, they're 1,000 and up.
You're kidding. It's a sports room, like a miniature sports room?
1 inch to the foot scale.
Wow, how cool is that?
That means your tennis shoes are about a quarter inch long. Because the bodies of the dolls are like 5.5 to 6 inches.
Right.
And everything is scaled down. And, yeah, they're pretty pricey, but it's what I do. And so whatever their favorite sport is, if it's basketball, football, or if they want something for this, for the game they won in or for the World Series.
Right.
Because I do most all of the miniatures, including a lot of the furniture in the room.
Very
and
cool.
I can send you photographs if you like.
Yeah, send them to me. Send them to my my email address. Yes.
Oh, I don't have them on my computer. Oh, yes, I do. I do have some, a few, but none of my rooms, because I just never put them down. But just anybody can go online and look up miniatures and miniature shows, the IDMA, mm-hmm. and they'll know what I'm talking about. And mm-hmm. it is literally, and I can do a two-sided room, which means it's two sides are solid, two sides are plexiglass, because it doesn't break in shipping. So you can see the room, and I also electrify them.
Wow, how cool is that? Very cool. Very neat. Who knew? That's neat. I think that's very neat. What a neat hobby that is. I've been to those places where I've actually seen a whole huge thing in Philly that was a miniature display. It was incredible with that, what they did with furniture and everything else.
Have you ever seen the White House, a miniature White House?
Yes.
It takes how many semis to move?
Yeah, crazy. Yeah.
But, it's quite a hobby, but I've done it for a living. Actually, when I was raising my children, I did miniatures as a second job.
Yeah, that's neat.
So, yeah. If that sounds interesting, let me know. I don't mind doing it, but I'm solid booked through Christmas, and it does take me a while to hand make everything.
Okay, so I see what you're saying. So, if somebody does win, and it's very rare, which would be a huge treat. You're saying I'll do that, mm-hmm. but they can't expect to get it right away, which is fine because you know what. Probably, I mean, the whole season of Nail the Score goes all the way through February anyway, and if someone nails the score, they'll just wait for it. That's fine.
I can send it either to you. But I can also do a name platform. This is, was it Tom from Kentucky?
Yeah.
Nail the Score winner. I'll can
right.
do a little metal plaque on it if they like.
Cool. All
okay.
right, Izzy, more reasons to play. Thank you for that. I appreciate
You're
that.
You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Miniatures. Boy, you have to be really delicate to be able to do miniatures. How many of you guys listening would be, you have to be careful trying to, it's like, it was fascinating to me how people put, I liked when I was a kid, and maybe because one of my uncles did it, the ships in the bottle. You know how they put the ships in the bottle? Oh, it's wild to watch that. What a delicate process it is to try to get that in there and working on it, how tough that can be. So I'm sure it'd be the same thing around there. All right, sorry if you missed out on Nail the Score, but a lot of people definitely sent us emails, so you can always do it that way, like, you know, Double J did. Just send us your score through the miracle of the Internet, and we'll get you locked and loaded. Maybe we'll have a winner this time around. We'll see. Good luck to everybody who played.